నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ యుక్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః విష్ణుపాదాయ ష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీ నితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామే గౌరతృషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత కాంత నమోస్తుతే కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ విశుభానుసుతే దేవీ నమామి హరి ప్రియే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైతగదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే
హరే రామ
రామ
రామ హరే హరే
రామ రామ హరే హరే
వైరాగ్య విద్యా నిజ భక్తి యోగ శిక్షార్థమేకం పురుష పురాణ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య శరీరధారీ కృపాం బుధిర్యస్తమహం ప్రపద్యే ఆజానులంబిత భుజ కనకావదాతో సంకీర్తనైకపితృడౌ కమలాయతాక్షౌ విశ్వంభరౌ ద్విజవరౌ యుగధర్మపాలౌ వందే జగత్ ప్రియపకరౌ కరుణావతారౌ శూయతాం శూయతాం నిత్యం గీయతాం గీయతాం ముదా చింతతాం చింతతాం భక్తాస్ చైతన్య చరితామృత
ఓ డివోటీస్ మే ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఆల్వేస్ బి హర్డ్ చాంటెడ్ అండ్ మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ విత్ గ్రేట్ హ్యాపీనెస్
కృపా గుణైర్య కుగ్ర గంధకూప ఉద్ధర్త్య భంగ రఘునాథ దాసం న్యాస్య స్వరూపే విదుధేయంతరంగం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్యం అముం ప్రపద్యే
విత్ ద రోప్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ కాజ్లెస్ మర్సీ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఎంప్లాయిడ్ ఎ ట్రిక్ టు డెలివర్ రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్లైండ్ వెల్ ఆఫ్ కంటెంప్టిబుల్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్ హీ మేడ్ రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి వన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పర్సనల్ అసోసియేట్స్ ప్లేసింగ్ హిమ్ అండర్ ద చార్జ్ ఆఫ్ స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ గోస్వామి ఐ ఆఫర్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అన్ టు హిమ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ యూ కెన్ రిపీట్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఆఫ్టర్ మీ
మహాప్రభుర్ ప్రియ భృత్య రఘునాథ్ దాస్ మహాప్రభుర్ ప్రియ భృత్య రఘునాథ్ దాస్ సర్వతేజి కైల ప్రభుర్ పద తలే వాస్ మహాప్రభుర్ ప్రియ భృత్య రఘునాథ్ దాస్ సర్వత్యాజి కైల ప్రభుర్ పద తలే వాస్ మహాప్రభుర్ ప్రియ భృత్య రఘునాథ్ దాస్ సర్వత్యాజి కైల ప్రభుర్ పద తలే వాస్
రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి ద 46th బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రీ వాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ డియర్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హీ లెఫ్ట్ ఆల్ హిస్ మెటీరియల్ పొజిషన్స్ టు సరెండర్ కంప్లీట్లీ అన్ టు ద లార్డ్ అండ్ లీవ్ ఎట్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్
జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద
ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ అద్వైత ఆచార్య అండ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హరే కృష్ణ So we would like to welcome all the devotees on this most auspicious occasion of celebrating festival of Chidadahi Mahamahotsav. A festival which is very dear to His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj. So this festival, His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj has installed in Atlanta. Which is named as New Panihati Dham, and every year Jayaprataka Maharaj attends this Panihati Chidadahi festival in Atlanta New Panihati Dham, but because of his health he is not able to attend. So this lecture we would like to dedicate to His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj, and also we pray for his health that he gets well soon and he can again attend this beautiful festival. So I would also like to thank His Grace Bahurup Narasimha Prabhu and His Grace Siddha Karanga Prabhu for giving me an opportunity to speak here on this very very exalted Leela of the Lord. So we just now saw very beautiful depiction by all the wonderful devotees of Avatari Des who depicted the Leela. So probably I will not go much into the detail, also the time is less. So we'll just try to understand few important principles, some siddhant which we can learn from this. Sorry. So first we need to understand who is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojan Acharya. You know, so we have Sambandh, Abhidhaya and Prayojan. And you all know who are our Sambandh Acharya. Who is Sambandh Acharya? Anybody? Hamare Sambandh Acharya kaun hai? Sanatan Goswami. We should know this actually by this time. और हमारे अभिधेय आचार्य कौन है? रूप गोस्वामी. और हमारे प्रयोजन आचार्य है रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज ए रास मंजरी इन कृष्ण लीला एज पर गौर गणोदेश दीपिका. ऑल्सो समटाइम्स ही इज रिफर्ड एज रति मंजरी. श्रीला प्रभुपाद राइट्स इन द पर्पट ऑफ आदि लीला 10.91 चैतन्य चरितमृत. सो एनीवे व्हेन इट कम्स टू हियर the pastimes of Chida Dahi festival, someone may say, I already know the story. And if I did not know, I just saw it in the drama. You know? So, why there is a need to speak again and again about this pastime? But actually, when we serve Chida Dahi on the plate, then nobody says, oh, so many times I have had Chida Dahi. Why you are serving me again on the plate? You know? No, I don't want. We ask, no, dusra second serve hai kya Prabhuji? Milega kya wapis? So we enjoy, we relish. So we should try to understand what Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur has taught us. That we can relish in both ways. We can relish through our ears by hearing the katha, the Siddhanta of Panihatti Chida Dahi festival. And also we can relish by our mouth, by honoring it. So Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur said, open your ears so that you can actually see. So we have to hear it. So we will see that how Raghunath Das Goswami took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we saw in the drama, and his journey towards Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he went back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and united with him. So we all have to take this journey in our life, and this is kind of an internal journey more than an external journey. Because we have so much of struggle in our life, and initially there are so much of struggle which we have in our life, but all this struggle will settle down, and when the external struggle stops, internal struggle starts. So we need to understand that the real journey to go back home, back to Godhead, to Lord Sri Krishna, is the same journey which Raghunath Das Goswami took to reach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is a journey of consciousness. That how can we reach the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna? So as the story begins, you saw that Hariraj Thakur, he came near Saptagram, the house of Balram Acharya, and he used to stay there and do Harikatha. And Balram Acharya and Yadunandan Acharya, they were the priests in the house of Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar. And Raghunath Das was a very small boy at that time, he was studying. And Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar, it is said that they were very pious souls. They used to organize many katha and kirtan, and that's how Haridas Thakur had also come. So they will take Raghunath to the program, and Raghunath, with rapt attention, he would hear Haridas Thakur. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Haridas Kripa Kare Tahar Upare Sei Kripa Karan Haila Chaitanya Paribare. That Haridas Thakur was very merciful upon little Raghunath, and this mercy of Haridas Thakur became the cause of deliverance of Raghunath Das Goswami, where he attended the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it starts from there. So this is an important consideration in our journey. We need to understand that we need to get the blessings of Vaishnavas, and this blessings of the Vaishnavas is the vital fuel in our journey. Like for example, when we go to the petrol station, refilling station, and he asks, kitne ka petrol dalo? And we say, full tank, special full, pura full kar do. So that because I have to go a long way, and we want our tank to be full, and therefore, we need to gather the mercy, the blessings of the devotees. By getting the blessings of the devotees, we can get blessings of Guru, and then by blessings of Guru, we get blessings of Lord Sri Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. but he was tricked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu and he landed up in Shantipur. So here, first time in Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das became ecstatic with the love of Godhead, and he fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully placed his lotus feet on head of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, they were connected to Advaita Acharya and Nilambar Chakravarti. So they would give their donation to conduct so many festivals, also the festival Shantipur and other places. So Advaita Acharya knew Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar, so he would be very very merciful on little Raghunath, and he would give Mahaprasad of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for Neelachal, Raghunath, because he got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would run away from the house, and every time he would run, the guards will bring him back, as we saw in the drama, and this will become like a daily affair. And one time the mother told his father, said that our son has become mad, putra batul hoila, you know, ihai rakhiya bandhiya, ke isko band ke rakho. And the father, with a very sad heart, he said, Indra sam aishwarya stri apasara sam esav bandhite nare lekhayar mana, that whose mind cannot be bound by the opulence which is like Indra. You know what was the opulence of Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar? Let me just give you an idea. At those time, 500 years ago, their income, monthly income, was 800,000 gold coins. You go to Ajanta Jewelers and buy one gold coin, you will understand the price of one gold coin today. So whatever is today's rate, multiply by 800,000. That is dirham. Get it converted into taka or Indian rupees, you will go bonkers. 8 lakh swarna mudra hai, paisa nahi, swarna mudra unka net income tha. 20 lakhs they would collect as tax collector, and 5 lakhs they were supposed to submit, they would submit only 12 lakhs, 8 lakhs will be with them. So that was the income, 8 lakh gold coin. Please, if anybody has calculator, please, I would like you to calculate so that you will understand that what Aishwarya, what opulence Raghunath Das Goswami had, that his monthly income was 8 lakh swarna mudra, you know. So he said, Indra sam Aishwarya stri apasara sam, his wife was more beautiful than a damsel, but still it couldn't bond. So he said, Chaitanya Chandra kripa hai ache ihare, Chaitanya Chandra batul ki rakhite pare. He said that she has attained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and one who has attended Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, what can bind him actually? You know, he could not be, his mind could not be bound by the vaibhav, Aishwarya, which is like Indra. His mind cannot be bound by a wife who is more beautiful than an apsara. What can it be bound? So every day he will run and they will bring him back. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he went to his South India Yatra, again he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but on the advice of Rupa and Sanatan, he came back to Ramkeli and then again to Shantipur. And again Raghunath Das Goswami, he pleaded his parents and told that, please let me go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise I will give up my life. So his parents said, okay, no problem, go. So they sent so many guards along with him, and he went and he wanted to tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that my heart is throbbing relentlessly, I want to surrender to you, I want to come to you and settle in Neelachal. Every time I am running from my house, but again and again they are bringing me back, what can I do? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he is omniscient, he understood Raghunath's mind, and he told and he gave him a very important instruction, and this instruction is also very important in our own life. As a sadhaka, we need to understand that in our Krishna consciousness, in our journey towards the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, how we have to behave, how we have to act. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, स्थिर हो घर जाओ ना हो बातुल, he said, स्थिर हो घर जाओ, please go home, ना हो बातुल, don't become a madman, don't become a crazy man. स्थिर हो घर जाओ ना हो बातुल, क्रमे क्रमे पाए लोग भव सिंधु कुल। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सर बी पेशेंट एंड रिटर्न होम, डोंट बी ए क्रेजी फेलो, बाय एंड बाय यू विल बी एबल टू क्रॉस द ओशन ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स वेरी ब्रिलियंट पर्पट टू दिस वर्स, ही सेज दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज जस्ट लाइक एन ओशन, टू बिगिन फ्रॉम ब्रह्म लोक एक्सटेंड टिल पाताल लोक देयर आर मेनी प्लैनेट्स एंड वन हैज टू रीच टू द शोर। वन कैनॉट इमीडिएटली रीच द कोस्ट, बट इफ वन एंडेवर्स ही कैन क्रॉस द ओशन बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। वन मे बी वेरी ईगर टू क्रॉस दिस ओशन बट ही कैनॉट अटेंड सक्सेस बाय एक्टिंग लाइक ए मैड मैन, ही मस्ट स्विम ओवर द ओशन वेरी पेशेंटली एंड इंटेलिजेंटली। सो दीज आर टू वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्ड्स प्रभुपाद यूजेस इन द पर्पट, पेशेंटली एंड इंटेलिजेंटली अंडर द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु और हिज रिप्रेजेंटेटिव, देन वन डे ही विल रीच द शोर एंड रिटर्न होम। So we need to understand that we cannot change the world overnight. Sometimes some devotees, when they come to Krishna consciousness, initially they are very fired up. No, we call them fired up devotee. Overnight they want to change, you know, the dynamics of the world. We want to make the whole world into Krishna consciousness. We want to become Krishna conscious and go back home, back to Godhead. But that's not possible unless and until we have mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, in other place, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that sometimes when a devotee comes to Krishna consciousness, initially, you know, whose faith is very fragile, who does not have faith. Actually, Prabhupada said that only if you had faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then in 18 days, we can change the whole world into Krishna consciousness. So the world can become Krishna conscious only in 18 days, only if you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that faith is very difficult to attain. You know, like one time Prabhupada was giving class and he was saying that you are not this body, you are the soul. And one new disciple asked that, Prabhupada, why again and again you are saying that we are not this body, we are the soul? In all the lectures you speak this. You know, why in all the lectures you speak this? And Prabhupada said, have you understood that you are not this body? And he said, not exactly, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, therefore I am saying, please first understand that you are not this body, you are the soul. And then you act on that level, then only we can do. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said about... Sure, Prabhu. I was waiting for your instruction. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Yahar komal shraddha te kanishta jan, krame krame sei bhakt hoi pe uttam. So Kaviraj Goswami says that पहली बार जो भक्त जो नया आता है उसकी श्रद्धा बहुत कोमल होती है और क्रमे क्रमे बाय एंड बाय धीरे धीरे वो आगे बढ़ता है और वो उत्तम भक्त बनता है। मरकट वैराग्य ना करो लोक देखन, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड दैट डोंट बिकम लाइक ए मंकी रिनशेड, मरकट वैराग्य बंदर के जैसा मत बनो। क्यों? क्योंकि बंदर देखने में बहुत बड़ा वैरागी लगता है कि नहीं? आप लोगों ने बंदर को देखा है? यहाँ पे देख सकते हैं सामने बैठा हुआ है। सो बंदर जो होता है वृंदावन में देखोगे, यू नो, वस्त्र धारण नहीं करता है और इधर से उधर छलांग लगाते रहता है, घर नहीं होता उसका, यू नो, डाली पे सोता है और कुछ भी खाता है, वेजिटेरियन होता है, ठीक है, लेकिन हमेशा फीमेल बंदर के पीछे पीछे भागते रहता है। तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कहा कि यू शुड नॉट मेक योर सेल्फ ए शो बटर डिवोटी एंड बिकम ए फॉल्स रिनशियट। For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it. Antare nishtha karo bahya lok vyavahar achirat krishna tomay koribe udhar. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, antare nishtha, be firm in your heart, bahya lok vyavahar. Kyunki kai baar humne dekha hai ki jab bhakt koi bhakt banne ke liye aata hai और अच्छी तरह से सिद्धांत पता नहीं है, वी डोंट नो द प्रिंसिपल, सो वी एक्ट इन वेरी फनी वे। हमको बहुत इस तरह का व्यवहार हम लोग करते हैं कि हम सोचते हैं कि खाली मैं प्योर डिवोटी और बाकी सब लोग पागल है इस दुनिया के अंदर, यू नो। और ऐसा कई बार कई भक्तों के साथ हुआ है कि हम हमारे परिवारजनों के साथ, हमारे दोस्तों के साथ, ऑफिस वालों के साथ, यू नो, इस तरह का कुछ व्यवहार कर बैठते हैं कि वो लोग समझते हैं कि तुम लोग सब क्रेजी हो, फैनेटिक हो, तुम पागल हो, तुम लोग हरे कृष्ण, वो सब पागल ही होते हैं, ऐसा ऐसा आ जाता है। तो एक बार एक लड़का आश्रम ज्वाइन कर लिया और आश्रम ज्वाइन करने के बाद अपने घर पे मिलने के लिए गया तो उसकी माँ ने बहुत अच्छा गाजर का हलवा बनाया। तो लेकिन वो भक्त नहीं थी इनिशियली माँ, तो उसने सुना था कि नहीं, भक्त जो नहीं है उसके हाथ का नहीं खाना चाहिए। नहीं खाना चाहिए मतलब नहीं खाना चाहिए, पाप लगेगा। जो भक्त नहीं है उसके हाथ का पकाया हुआ नहीं है तो नहीं खानेगा। पर वो संबंध नहीं देख रहा था कि मेरी माँ है, तो उसने माँ ने कहा माँ बेटा ये गाजर का हलवा खा ले। उसने कहा नहीं नहीं खाऊंगा, तुम भोग भोग नहीं लगाते हो, तुम भक्त नहीं हो, नहीं खाऊंगा। तो उसने कहा कि बेटा मैं तेरी माँ हूं, तेरा माँ नहीं तुम माया हो ना? मतलब इस तरह का कई बार हम व्यवहार कर बैठते हैं। तो अंतर है निष्ठा बाह्य लोक व्यवहार, देयरफॉर देयर इज अ नॉर्मलाइजेशन इन इस्कॉन दैट इंटरनली वी कैन बी मैड इन अवर हार्ट बट एक्सटर्नली वी हैव टू बी जेंटलमैन एट लीस्ट। सो दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिम दैट विद इन योर हार्ट कल्टिवेट फेथ एंड अटैचमेंट टू कृष्णा बट एक्सटर्नली बिहेव नॉर्मली, सून कृष्णा विल डिलीवर यू एंड व्हेन आई विल रिटर्न फ्रॉम वृंदावन यू कैन मीट मी इन नीलाचल एंड बाय सम ट्रिक यू विल कम टू मी। सो रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी वॉज वेरी इंपेशेंट, ही सेड दैट व्हाट ट्रिक, प्लीज टेल मी व्हाट ट्रिक, आई विल कम टू यू। एंड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड वेट वेट वेट, कृष्णा will give you intelligence and he will give you that intelligence by which the trick you will have and you will come. Se chal se kale Krishna sphurabe tumare, se chal, that trick Krishna will give you. Se chal se kale Krishna sphurabe tumare, Krishna kripa yare tahe ke rakhi be pare, that on which Krishna's mercy has been there, who can? Thank you Prabhu. So anyway, so he goes home and exactly behaves as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs him. So we will be little fast. And then one pastime was not depicted in the drama, so I will tell this. I wanted to skip this. But then because Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar were returning only 12 lakh gold coins instead of 15 lakh, the Turkish Chaudhary was very envious and he came to arrest Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, but they were not at home. So he arrested Raghunath Das Goswami and he took him and he threw him in the jail and he wanted to beat him. But Raghunath Das Goswami, seeing his demeanor, seeing his face, seeing his bhakti, even the heart of Turkish Chaudhary melted. And Raghunath Das Goswami said that why you are doing like this? Actually, you are like my uncle, you know, you are my chacha, because you and my father are in the same business. And therefore, sometimes, you know, there is a fight between the families and sometimes there is a prem. Kabu kal kabu priti ihar nischay nahi, kalipunatya tina bhai habe kari thani. Say that sometimes there is a fighting and sometimes, you know, there is a friendly dealing. You should not take it very seriously and I am just like your son and you are like my father. So, you know, please, you know, forget everything. Let us have a meeting. Ek mandavli kar lete hain. And we will settle everything. So this Mlech, this Turkish Chaudhary, who was like a very bad person, but even hearing Raghunath Das Goswami, so this is the effect of hearing from a pure devotee. So if sometimes we hear, you know, it affects our heart. So what happened? Eto shuni shai mlechar man adra hoila, dadi vahi ashru pade kandite lagila. What happened? That मन आर्द्र हैला, दिस मलेच, हिज हार्ट मेल्टेड, उसका हृदय द्रवित हो गया और आंसू बहने लगे और उसकी दाढ़ी में आ गए, बड़ी बड़ी दाढ़ी थी उसकी, और रोने लगा वो। मलेच्छ बोले आज ही होते तुमी मोरा पुत्र, आज ही छाड़ी मु तोमा कोरी एक सूत्र। इसे कहा टुडे ओनली आई विल रिलीज यू, यू आर लाइक माई ओन सन, बट प्लीज टेल योर अंकल एंड फादर दैट दे शुड नॉट कीप एवरीथिंग विद देम, दे शुड शेयर समथिंग विद मी, सो लेट अस हैव सम डीलिंग। And then when Raghunath's father and uncle and mother, they saw that Raghunath has now become a gentleman, he is giving his attention in the business, they loosened the shackle and then he would run every day, but he would be brought back. So many times he wanted to leave and he was brought back. So one time Raghunath Das Goswami, he thought in his mind, he said, I cannot achieve lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, I have to approach Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And then In nearby village Panihati, Nityanand Prabhu, one day he came. Panihati Gramme Paila Prabhu Darshan. He had meeting and interview with Sri Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati, and in Ganga Tire Vriksh Mule Pindare Upare, you know, he was sitting on the top with all his devotee friends, and they were joking, and it looked like that Balramji was sitting on the banks of Jamuna and he was joking with his Gop Gan. And then Raghunath Das came there and he was very humble. He offered his obeisances from very far. So somebody told that, see, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath is offering you obeisances from a distance. And then Sri Chaitanya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and he said, Shuni Prabhu kahe chor dili darshan, aao aao aaji toma karibu dandan. That I will punish you, you are like a thief. You know, you are offering your obeisances since so far, please come here. And punishment in Krishna consciousness is also a reward, we will see. Nikate na aila, nikate na aisa chor bhage dure dure, aaji lagi pani chu dandi mu tomare. He says, come here. And he put his lotus feet on Raghunath Das head and he told that because you are a thief, no, you are stealing my darshan from far, I will punish you. So what is the punishment? Dahi chida bhakshan karaho more gan, suniya nandita hoila Raghunathir man. He told that to all my devotees, please serve chida dahi. That is your punishment. And Raghunath Das Goswami, who was like Indra, Vaibhav, it was very easy for him. He became very happy. He said, okay, fine. And then there is a detail given in Dahi Chida festival. Probably we will not go much into detail because of the time. But what samagri, what ingredients, how it is made, the recipe, everything is prescribed in this book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So somebody might think that, oh, this is a scripture or it's a recipe book. If you read, at many places, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prescribes the recipe. Ingredients, how it was cut, how it was cooked, everything in great detail. Chida dadhi dugdha sandesh arachini kala sab dravya anina chaudike dharila. Chida, chipped rice, dahi, dugdha, dudh, sandesh, arachini, sugar and kala is kela. So, why so much of description is given in the scripture? Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to demonstrate the love of the devotee. Because love lies in the attention to the details. You know. So love lies in the attention of details. That if we love somebody, we will actually know what he likes, what he dislikes. And accordingly, we will reciprocate with him. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also, Raghav Pandit will come here soon, but in the episode of Raghav Pandit, he said that Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti would collect seasonal ingredients throughout the year and they will actually stock it. Not like Abu Dhabi where, you know, in every season you get everything, so you don't know which season we are in actually. So he says, in Adi Leela, he writes this, and in Anti Leela, he describes, you know, what he says, Se sab samagri yami agi karibe vistar, Yahara Shravane Bhakter Bahe Ashrudhar. He says that all this samagri I will describe in the later part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, by hearing which Bhakter Bahe Ashrudhar. You know, the tears glide down from the cheeks of the devotees, you know, from the eyes. So, when we read these ingredients and how it is made and how it is offered and all this thing, at our level, you know, the tears or the water might not come from the eyes, but it will come from the mouth. So our position is like that, you know, that if we read, we'll be so, wow, so beautiful, so nice. Mahotsav naam suni brahmana sajjan ashite lagila lok asankhya ganana. Mahotsav, there was a festival of chida dahi, so many people came around the villages, and Kaviraj Goswami says, I can't count him. Bada bada amritya kundil anaila panch sate ek vipra prabhu lagi chida bhijaite tahe. So he started soaking the chida, and then what all was put in dahi chida is also described. In one plate, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk, and in each of the large pots, then half of the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana called champakala. Then sugar, clarified butters and camphor were added. Dhuti pori prabhu yadi pindate basila. So he said that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he changed his dhoti and he came and sat down to have prasadam. And bada bada lok basila mandali rachane. He sat and big devotees, they sat down near Nityananda Prabhu. And because they were all big devotees, Kaviraj Goswami mentions their names also. You know, it is like working committee. You know, so you have to tell the names who are there in that working committee. And he tells all the names. And why these names? Somebody will feel that why he is telling so detailed. You know, like in Rath Yatra, he says that there were seven, mandali where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will dance. So this person will play kartal, this person will play mridang, this person will be the lead dancer, this person will sing, this person. These are so many names. Why, you know, he is making the book very big. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vaishnavere namete ullas. He says, by taking the names of the devotees, my heart becomes purified and my heart becomes very happy.
Vaishnavere uchheshtha, tahe mora mananishtha. Vaishnavere namete ullas. Vrindavan cha bhutara, tahe mora man ghera. Kohe dina narottam das, nan mora nityananda, pati mora gar chandra.
So he gives the names of these devotees. Which devotees?
Ramadasa Sundrananda Dasa Gadadhara Murari Kamalakar Sada Shiva Purandara Dhananjaya Jagadisha Parmeshwara Dasa Mahesha Gauri Dasa Hota Krishna Dasa.
So he said so many devotees. You know, they were sitting and all the devotees were given two clay pots, one with dahi chida, one with dugdha chida, and 20 devotees were serving. So some devotees were sitting on the chabutara, some devotees were sitting down, and some devotees were going to the banks of the Ganges and they were having there. And there were so many asankhya devotees who are coming, and because there was no space, they were going inside the Ganges. Aur wo ganga ke andar jaake udhar khade rehke kha rahe the aur hari hari bol rahe the.
के हो ऊपर के हो तले के हो गंगा तीरे बीस जन ते हातानी परिवेशन करे.
So they were all enjoying and at that moment Raghav Pandit comes.
हे नो काले आई लता हा राघव पंडित हसी थे लागी ला देखी हान विस्मित.
He says, oh Nityananda Prabhu, what are you doing here? You are supposed to come to my home. I have cooked, you know, bhoga, and I have offered it to Lord and I have kept for you, and you are enjoying here, you are making a festival. Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, don't worry, I am like a cowherd boy, I enjoy sitting on the banks of the river and enjoy prasadam with my friends. You also come sit here, please give him two pots, and in the evening I will come to your house and I will have prasadam there.
Prabhu kahe e dravya dine kariye bhojan रात्रि तो मार घरे प्रसाद करीमु भक्षण गोप जाति आमी बहु गोप गण संगे.
He says, गोप जाति आमी बहु गोप गण संगे. बहुत सारे डिवोटीज के साथ मेरे को मजा आता है. ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ द रिवर आई एंजॉय, मुझे बहुत मजा आता है उस तरह से खाने में.
सो आमी सुख पाई एई पुलिन भोजन रंगे.
एंड लाइक दैट देन एवरीवन वाज ऑनरिंग, एंड देन नित्यानंद प्रभु मेडिटेटेड एंड ही ब्रॉट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. And he said, please Mahaprabhu, please come and honor the prasadam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and Nityananda Prabhu made sit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he offered him dahi chida. So please imagine that this dahi chida was offered to Lord, then it was given to the devotees. So it became maha prasadam, and from the plate of the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu took and bhakto ka jhuta bhagwan ko khilaya. And he took and he pushed in the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started laughing. So some people, they wouldn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They say, what is this, you know, funny guy, Nityananda, you know, this funny word is written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I am not telling. So he said, this funny guy, what he is doing, you know, he is taking bhoga and he is throwing in the air. What is this going on? So the only those who were very fortunate, they could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a morsel and pushed in the mouth of Lord Nityananda. So like these two brothers, Krishna and Balram, you know, Nimai and Nitai, you know, they were actually enjoying and they were honoring the Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad of the devotee. Mahaprabhu Aila Dekhi Nitai Uthila. So this is also a Siddhant. When he saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Nityananda Prabhu got up. You know, because one time he remembered that what he had done in his previous incarnation. When Rom Harsham Sut was speaking Bhagavatam sitting on the Vyasasan and Balramji comes and he doesn't get up. So he takes one grass and gives Rom Harsham Sut. So he says, yeah, the etiquette says that I should get up. So he gets up and he welcomes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tahir lane sabar chida dekhi te lagila. And like this, they were joking. And at that time, when everything was done, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and Nityananda Prabhu gave his own Mahaprasadam to Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami honored it. And then in the evening he went to in the house of Raghav Pandit, and at the house of Raghav Pandit, after everyone was served, Raghunath Das Goswami didn't directly go to Nityananda Prabhu, but through Raghav Pandit he submitted his plea and he said, anyway, I'm just skipping some of the pastimes, as we said that Hari Hari Bhuli Vaishnav Kori Bhojan. Nityananda Prabhu said that while honoring the Prasadam, you just say Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. So like that, you know, they were having Prasadam, and in the evening they went in the house of Raghav Pandit, and at the house of Raghav Pandit he submitted his plea and he said, Raghunath Asi Kaila Charana Vandana Raghav Pandit Dwara Kaila Nivedan. And what Nivedan? We will just probably, you know, just read this. He says, Adham Pamaramui Hina Jeev Adham, that I am a Jeev Adham, Adham Jeev. Mor Icha Hai Pana Chaitanya Charana Vaman Hoy Yena Chanda Dhari Bare Chai Anek Yatinu Kainu Tate Kabu Siddhanai Yat Bar Palayami Graha Adi Chhadiya, that every time I left my home, Pita Mata Dui Mor Rakhiya Bandhiya, they brought me back and they tied me with the rope. Tomar Kripa Vina Keho Chaitanya Nahi Pai. So this is an important Siddhant. We cannot attend directly the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hino Kripa Nitai Bhai Radha Krishna Nahi Pai Drid Kori Dhoro Nitai Pai. So we have to take the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, to attend mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to attend mercy of Radha and Krishna. Tomar Kripa Vina Keho Chaitanya Na Pai Tumi Kripa Kaile Tare Adhameha Pai. And if you bestow your mercy, then even a adham like me can attend Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ayagya Mui Nivedan Karite Kari Bhai More Chaitanya Deho Gosai Hana Sadai. He says that I am even afraid to make you this plea that I want to attend the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but what can I do? Please help me. More Mathe Pad Dhori Kari Ho Prasad. He says that please keep your feet on my head and give me this benediction. Nirvegna Chaitanya Pai Kare Ashirvad. He says, give me these blessings that I attend Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and please keep your lotus feet on my head. Shuni Hasi Kahe Prabhu Sab Bhakt Gane. So when he heard that what Raghunath Das was saying, Nityananda Prabhu started joking and he said, you know devotees, who is this Raghunath? This Raghunath Das is a greatest, wealthiest man in the whole world. You know, Indrasam Vaibhav Suni Hansi Kahe Prabhu Sab Bhakta Gane Ihara Vishaya Shukha Indra Sukha Sama Chaitanya Kripate Sehe Nahi Bhayamane Sabe Ashirvad Karo Pok Chaitanya Charane. So he said that I request all of you to please bestow your blessings upon Raghunath Das so that he can attend Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So here Nityananda Prabhu is a true Guru, Adi Guru. What he is saying, he is not saying, oh, you have come to my lotus feet, okay, I am your Guru, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Hari Bol, I am giving you Ashirvad. He said, no, you all devotees, please bestow your mercy. So we have to understand this crumb. We need to attend the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. We cannot attend unless and until we have mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot attend Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until we have mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And we cannot attain Nityananda Prabhu unless until we have mercy of all the Vaishnavas. So Vaishnava Rapad Dhuli Tahe Mora Snana Keli. That's very important. Krishna Pad Padma Gandha Yehi Jana Paaye Brahma Lokha Adi Sukha Tare Nahi Bhaye. You will understand this. Krishna Pad Padma Gandha Yehi Jana Paaye Brahma Lokha Adi Sukha Tare Nahi Bhaye. He says that anybody who has attained the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if he is like a Indra or Brahma or Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Agni, anything, if the whole world, whole universe, everything is given to him, he will not accept, he will not deal, he will not trade with the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tabe Raghunathe Prabhu Nikate Bolaila. Then Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath, he said, please come here. Tare Mathe Pad Dhari Kohite Lagila. He placed his feet and he said, Tumi Yehi Karailai Pulina Bhojana. And he said, why you are attending the mercy of the Vaishnavas? Because at the bank of the Ganges, Karaila Bhojan, you know, you gave Dahi Chida to all my devotees. Tomai Kripa Kori Gaura Kaila Agaman. It was actually Lord Nityananda who called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he is giving credit back to Raghunath. And he is saying that because you have fed all the devotees on the banks of the Ganges, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to honor your Mahaprasad. Kripa Kori Kaila Chida Dugdha Bhojan. He says that by his own mercy he ate your dugdh bhojan. Nitya dekhi rate kaila prasad bhakshan. Toma udharite gaura aila apane. He said that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaur Hari came personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments met for your bondage are gone and you will be able to attain. And he does bhavishyavani. What bhavishyavani Nityananda Prabhu says? Swarupe sthane toma karibe samparane. Samarpane, Sarupe Rasthane Toma Karibe Samarpane, Antaranga Bhritya Boli Rakhibe Charane. That you will be a confidential associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will give you in the custody of Swarup Damodarji. So he said, Nishchay Hoye Yaho Apane Bhavana Achire Nirvigne Pabe Chaitanya Charane. He said, now don't worry. Don't have anything in your mind, please go home and achire without taking time immediately nirvigne and there will be no impediments pai be chaitanya charane sabe bhakta dware tare ashirvad karaila. And Nityananda Prabhu told all the devotees, you please bestow your mercy upon him. Sarva bhakta dware atane ashirvad karaila tane sabar charane Raghunath vandila. And Raghunath Das Goswami started worshipping the lotus feet of all the devotees, and like this he actually went back home. And then after some time when Yadunandan Acharya comes, he escapes and then goes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and meets him in Nilachal. And then at Nilachal he goes and prays to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please give me some instruction. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I have already given you under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He knows more than what I know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, the Supreme Lord. He said, he knows more than what I know, but if you want to hear in brief, in summary, I will tell you what you should do. And with this, we will end our class here. So, one second, this past time is very long, so let me just go. Okay. Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Seeing the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna's mercy is stronger than anything else. Therefore, Lord has delivered you, Raghunath, from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool. So he compared the vaibhav of Raghunath Das Goswami with a hole where people pass stool. वो क्षेत्र जहां पर लोग मल बहाते हैं उसके साथ उसकी तुलना की. और रघुनाथ फिर उसको बोले कि ए रघुनाथ आमी संपीनु तुम्हारे पुत्र भृत्य रूप तुमी करो अंगीकार. देन ही गेव रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इन द हैंड्स ऑफ स्वरूप दामोदर एंड ही सेड आई एम गिविंग यू दिस रघुनाथ एंड आई हैव थ्री रघुनाथ माय एसोसिएट्स बट दिस रघुनाथ विल नोन एज स्वरूपेर रघु. ही विल बी नोन एज रघुनाथ ऑफ स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी एंड देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही गिव्स हिम हिज फाइनल इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड ही सेज anyway at the last because we are running out of the time and he says then Raghunath Das Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him food and he tells Govind that please give him nice prasadam. He has not eaten for so many days because he has took his long journey from Saptagram till here to Jagannath Puri. Please feed him nicely. He tells him to go take bath, come back and have prasadam. So he has nice prasadam and in the evening he goes to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and like this for 5 consecutive days Govind feeds him nice Mahaprasad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Raghunath Das Goswami thinks, no, it is not befitting me to honor this kind of Mahaprasad. He stops taking Mahaprasad from Govind and goes and stands at the Simha Dwar and he begs there and whatever he gets, he eats. After some time he thinks that no, even standing at the Simha Dwar is not befitting me because standing at the Simha Dwar it is like a prostitute. Because I think, oh, this person is coming, he will give me some prasad. Oh, yesterday you gave me nice prasad. Huh? Oh, today you gave. You know, like one time, you know, there was one bhikari who was sitting on the Bombay and one devotee would pass and every day he will give him 5 rupees. So, he became habituated to receive 5 rupees. And one day he didn't have 5 rupees, he gave one rupee. So, yeah, you used to give 5 rupees. You know, you are giving me 1 rupee only. So, he said that, you know, it's like a prostitute. So, he stopped. And then whatever Mahaprasad of Jagannath would not be sold in Anand Bazar, it will be thrown out for the cows to eat. And sometimes it will be rotten and even the cows will spit it out. So Raghunath Das will collect that prasadam and he will clean it, wash it with Ganga water and then with the sea water and he will actually have that prasadam. And after that he stopped that also and he goes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu understands all this thing, he becomes very happy. And he says, please instruct me. And Mahaprabhu says, okay, if you want to hear, this is my instruction. Gramya katha na shuni be, gramya vrat na kahi be, bhal na khai be ar, bhal na pori be. He says, don't talk like people in general or hear what they say. You should not eat very palatable food nor you should dress nicely. Amani madanahana krishna nama sadalabe, vraj radha krishna seva manase karabe. Do not expect honor, but offer all respect to other. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna. Trinadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnuna amani namana dena kiratine sadahari. One who thinks himself lower than the blade of grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, one who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give respect to others can very easily always chant the names of the Lord. Eta shuni raghunate vandita vandila charane mahaprabhu kaila tara kripa alingana. After having heard this, Raghunath Das offered his prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a very 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 special gift, the gift of Govardhan Shila and a garland of shank which was given to him by one sannyasi, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will wear this garland and wear this shila at his neck and sometime he will keep that in his eyes, sometime he will keep on his heart and he will cry and bathe this shila profusely for 3 consecutive years and that shila and that garland he gave as a gift to Raghunath Das Goswami and he said that by giving this Govardhan shila I am giving you the place at the lotus feet of Govardhan in Sri Radha Kund. And we know how at the later part then Raghunath Das Goswami, he would just take 3 drops of buttermilk and he would spend all his time at the lotus feet of Radha Kund. So the important point which we need to understand that our goal of life is Krishna Prem, but to achieve Krishna Prem we have to achieve Gaur Prem. To achieve Gaur Prem we have to achieve Nitai Prem. To achieve Nitai Prem we have to achieve Vaishnava Prem. And if we can make Vaishnavas happy, then our life is happy and successful. Otherwise, we can understand that जानिया सुनिया विष खाइनु, मनुष्य जन्म पाइया राधा कृष्ण नाम भजिया जानिया सुनिया विष खाइनु. सो दिस अ वेरी वेरी एसोरेटेरिक लीला ऑफ रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एंड वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट ही इज अ प्रयोजन आचार्य. यू नो ही इज रास मंजरी, ही इज यू नो रूप मंजरी, ही इज रास मंजरी एंड रति मंजरी इन इन कृष्ण लीला. सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट ए पर्सनालिटी विच इज सो एक्सॉल्टेड, सो एसोटेरिक, वी कैनॉट इमिटेट हिम. बट ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे लेट अस हैव प्रेयर्स दैट वी हैव ऑल्सो दिस डिजायर टू सर्व द डिवोटीज एंड प्लीज द डिवोटीज एंड सर्व अवर गुरु एंड नो वी कैन गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड. एंड ऑल्सो एज आई टोल्ड इन द स्टार्ट ऑफ माई लेक्चर, वी ऑफर दिस लेक्चर एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ विजोलिनस जयपताका स्वामी महाराज. जयपताका स्वामी महाराज इट्स अ वेरी वेरी डियर फेस्टिवल फॉर जयपताका महाराज एंड एवरी ईयर ही गोज टू अटलांटा टू अटेंड दिस फेस्टिवल एंड ही ओवरसीज हाउ द फेस्टिवल इज बींग सेलिब्रेटेड एंड देयरफॉर इन अटलांटा यू नो द इस्कॉन टेम्पल द इस्कॉन कॉन्ग्रीगेशन ही हैज नेम्ड एज न्यू पानीहट्टी धाम. यू नो सो लाइक एवरीवेयर यू नो वी आर रिसीविंग दिस स्पिरिचुअल नेम ऑफ द प्लेसेस. सो we will stop it here. Thank you very much for your patient listening. If there is any shortcoming or mistake on my part, I beg your pardon, I beg your blessings, and please you can correct me and you can give your blessings to me. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki Jai, Nityananda Prabhu ki Jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Jai, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Tai Gaur Premanande
Samran Prabhu ki
Jai,
Shila Gurudev ki
Jai.